Missing Justice, written by Alifair Burke and read by Betty Bobbitt. The book is dedicated to Jim, Andre, and Pamela. If it's true that dreams come from the id, then my id is not particularly creative. The dream that makes its way into my bed tonight is the same one that has troubled my sleep almost every night for the past month. Once again, I relive the events that led to the deaths of three men. The walls of the stairway pass as a man follows me upstairs. I force myself to focus on my own movements, trying to block out thoughts of the other man downstairs, armed and determined to kill me when I return. Time slows as I duck beside my bed, reach for the pistol hidden in my nightstand, and rise up to surprise him. The 25-caliber automatic breaks the silence. More shots follow downstairs. Glass shatters. Heavy footsteps thunder through the house. In the dream, I see bullets rip through flesh and muscle, the scene tainted red like blood smeared across my retinas. I usually wake during the chaos. Tonight, though, the silence returns, and I walk past the dead bodies to my kitchen. I open the pantry door and find a woman whose face I know only from photographs and a brief introduction 2 years ago. She's crouched on the floor with her head between her knees. When she looks up at me and reaches for my hand, the phone rings, and I'm back in my bedroom. It is 4 o'clock in the morning, and as usual, I wake up chilly, having kicked my comforter deep into the crevice between my mattress and the footboard of my maple sleigh bed. I fumble for the phone on the nightstand, still ringing in the dark. "This better be worth it," I say. It's Detective Raymond Johnson of the Portland Police Bureau's Major Crimes Team. A member of the search team has found a woman's size 7 black Cole Haan loafer in the gutter. But Clarissa Easterbrook is still missing.